BP's handling of the Gulf of Mexico oil spill was expected to overshadow talks today between US President Barack Obama and British Prime Minister David Cameron. The two leaders will discuss the crisis against the backdrop of public anger and political pressure on both sides of the Atlantic over the spill. BP has been the target of attacks by the White House, and its share price has fallen on London and New York stock exchanges this week. Meanwhile, US government scientists have doubled their estimate of the amount of oil gushing out of the ruptured Gulf of Mexico oil well. We spoke with the energy analyst James Lucier, managing director at the Washington, D.C.-based Capital Alpha Partners, about the situation.
It probably will be possible to clean up some of it over time, but there are three important variables that we don't know yet. I mean, variable number one is how much oil is actually flowing. Variable number two is how long will it take to completely seal the well. And, variable number three is how and when does the oil come ashore. And, while we're seeing oil on the shores now, there's obviously a lot of it left in the water, and there may be large quantities of oil. In fact, a whole lake of oil on the base of the Gulf that could be driven ashore in a hurricane or other extreme weather conditions.
Now, what about the political aftermath, so to speak, of the oil spill? Is this becoming a political headache, and will it cause tensions between the U.S. and Britain?
The cleanup effort is actually being conducted as well as anyone could reasonably expect. The political name-calling and the blame game are creating serious problems. The Obama administration seems to change positions literally from day to day on how it will handle issues such as oil spill liability or the timing of the current moratorium that applies to oil and gas drilling in the Gulf. There is a fair amount of tension between the U.S. and Britain on this one. The British government is certainly concerned about the spill in the Gulf, and the British government realizes that this is a very serious natural disaster. However, there is a feeling that we're getting beyond the oil spill and trading not on what happened or what the company did, but rather it being a British company